Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back, and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Our saint of the day for today is Saint Veronica Giuliani for July 10th. Veronica was very devoted to the Eucharist and to the Sacred Heart. She offered her sufferings for the missions, died in 1727, and was canonized in 1839. The liturgical feast day is July 10th. She was the youngest of seven sisters, three of whom embraced the monastic life. It is told that at the age of 3 years, Giuliani supposedly began to show great compassion for the poor. She would set apart a portion of her food for them and even part with her clothes when she met a poor child scantily clad. Her mother died when Ursula was only 7 years of age. At the age of 16, she experienced a vision which corrected her imperfections of character. She saw her own heart as a heart of steel. In her writing, she confesses that she took a certain pleasure in the statelier circumstances which her family adopted when her father was appointed superintendent of finance at Piazza Center. When Giuliani came of age, her father believed she should marry, and so he desired her to take part in the social activities of the young people. But she pleaded so earnestly with her father that after much resistance, he finally permitted her to choose her own state in life. Veronica's desire to be like Christ crucified was answered with a stigmata. Giuliana had a lifelong devotion to Christ crucified, and evidently that became manifest in physical signs. The marks of the crown of thorns appeared on her forehead in 1694, and then five wounds on her body in 1697. Veronica was born in Mercatale, Italy. It is said that when her mother, Bernadetta, was dying, she called her five daughters to her bedside and entrusted each of them to one of the five wounds of Jesus. Veronica was entrusted to the wound below Christ's heart. At the age of 17, Veronica joined the Poor Clares, directed by the Compassions. Her father had wanted her to marry, but she convinced him to allow her to become a nun. In her first years in the monastery, she worked in the kitchen, infirmary, sacristy, and also served as portress. At the age of 34, she was made a novice mistress, a position she held for 22 years. When she was 37, Veronica received the stigmata. Life was not the same after that. Church authorities in Rome wanted to test her authenticity, and so conducted an investigation. She lost the office of novice mistress temporarily and was not allowed to attend Mass except on Sundays or holy days. Throughout all this, Veronica did not become bitter, and the investigation eventually restored her as a novice mistress. And that is our saint of the day for July 10th. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the saint of the day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
No, but they'll sure bless.
Amen to that. And now, our prayer for priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And today, our prayer is being led by St. Faustina. St. Faustina offered this prayer for priests. Oh, my Jesus, I beg you on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of your spirit, and give power to your words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to you, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For you can do all things. And so we do pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis. We pray for our clergy. We pray for those. We pray for America. We pray for the church throughout the world. We pray for those who are living with addictions, and for those who need deliverance, which you utilize your priests in that action, because they are on the front lines. They are on the front lines. That is, they take that sin away through your holy arm, Lord, their right hand and ministers. Oh, that is so important, so important. So we do pray for our priests. And thank you for the prayer of St. Faustina today. So they are the men in black.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
Now I love this segment. I love this segment to pray for our priest. And also, we want to pray for our children. We want to pray for our children, our grandchildren, and all our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young. Carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Whisper in the ears of the children to run and hide until the danger passes. Lord Jesus, you are the highest authority, and there is no spiritual power above you. Therefore, I hide in you, as you are my safe shelter. I'm confident that in submitting to you, no evil will ever be able to conquer me. Therefore, in your name, I trust you to send your messengers and protect me wherever I go. Lord God, I pray for your protection as I begin this day. You are my hiding place. And under your wings, I can always find refuge. Protect me from trouble wherever I go, and keep evil far from me. No matter where I am, I will look to you as my protector, the one who fights for me every day. Heavenly Father, may my child not fear, for you are with them as I place my children in your mighty, loving hands. Give me peace, knowing that you are right by their side. Please replace their fears with the strength and courage to face whatever the day brings. You called us to receive the children. May we provide support and care necessary for their journey to health. We look to you and your Son, Jesus Christ, as a sign of mercy and joy. We ask this through the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes, in the name of your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, other name. Children, playing the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children, God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children, little, bitty children, children, children,
children. Wow. Thank you, Johnny Cash. And thank you, Mike. That was powerful, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was.
And so
we want to. Our kids carry the faith beyond our years.
Yeah, they're taking the baton and running the race. That's it. And so we've got to give them that baton.
As any track coach will tell you, races are won or lost in the passing of the baton.
That's why it's so important for parents. You know, when you baptize a child, the Holy Spirit, I mean, that sanctifying grace that brings us into the household of God. And so I will end with this song, Where Do the Children Go? Thank you, Mike, and we'll see you tomorrow. And tomorrow's saint, the day tomorrow will be Saint Benedict. So this is wonderful. Thank you so much, Mike, for participating in these.
Oh, I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, it's an honor to do this, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus, and I love you, Mother Mary. I love you, St. Joseph. And I love my guardian angel, too. So, and here's Where Do the Children Go? And we'll see you tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat station. Thank you, Mike.
They have